Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative roots and Americana music. With your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Mize. Music, interviews and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM for the best country.
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. You're here with me, Patty McHugh, and my partner in crime, Jen Mize. Hi, Jen. How are you this week?
I'm good, Patty. It's been a good week so far. How are you going?
I'm very well, very well. Awesome. Look, we're going to start, as we always do, Jen, by acknowledging the Jagera people, the traditional custodians of the land where we are here in West End.
And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
So for today's show, Jen, we are going to jump on a plane because there's no way in hell I'd drive it. All the way to Western Australia. We're going to do a Western Australian themed show. How exciting.
I'm really excited about that, but I'm going to go in my mind and I'm going to get on that Nullarbor train that Merle Haggard was on that we had on.
With John, yes.
With
yes,
John Elliott, yep. A few weeks back, and I'm going to be on that train and I'm going to enjoy a few things on that train on our way over.
You do that. I'm flying. I don't do trains that well.
Well, if I can do a train with Merle Haggard in my mind, I'm going to do that.
Well, it doesn't matter how we get there. We're going to get there to WA.
We're both going to get there.
That's right. And this whole show today is going to be nothing but songs from artists from WA. We think it's important to cruise around this big country of ours and recognise mm-hmm. that there's music coming out of all the different pockets and corners, even mm-hmm. the furthest from where we might be sitting here. And we have a guest, Samil Hayal, who's coming in. He's from Grassroots Radio in Albany, and he happens to be in Brisbane. And we're going to put him in the chair and pick his brain and get a couple of suggestions for artists that we can play and listen to this week. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, we figure if anybody's in the know, it's Samil. He knows. He knows what's up.
Well, that's right. He works in radio in WA, so you know he's our man on the ground.
Yeah.
But look, the first song that we're going to play is by a Perth band called Railway Bell. The song is called Caught in the Crossfire, and we are vibing on this one, so that's why we wanted
to
start with it.
Apparently, they won the Wham! Country Song of the Year in 2017 with this tune.
I'm not surprised, really. It's a great track.
It's really great.
Yeah, let's spin this. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
WA.
And whiskey, been served up again. Towns, Van Zandt, blares on my stereo. Another night, three sheets to the wind. Broke down and busted and drunk on the rim. She waltzed out my far screen door, slammed the locks as she lit. Caught in the crossfire, broken glass. Just like empty promises, now I feel my thoughts, my bedroom, my hole in the couch, on the back veranda. Hopelessly hobbled to the cause of it all. Between her and the booze, but I I'm drowning in the flood. But if it ain't her to save me, I just don't know anybody. Caught in the crossfire, broken glass in my pillow, down on my knees, I was weeping like willow.
Tuned to Three Chords and the Truth. That last track was First Nations artists, the Pegram Brothers, with their song Going Back Home.
And next up is Australia's own and WA's own Ruby Boots with her song Wrap Me in a Fever. And we all just want to say congratulations to Bex about her signing to Bloodshot Records. It's a big deal. We're all really happy for you, Leo.
Huge!
Whoop, whoop!
You are tuned to Three Chords and the Truth here on 98.9 FM, and we're doing everything WA this week.
Yeah.
And we are sitting here joined by our guest, Samuel Hale, who's a radio presenter, entrepreneur, juggler, bit of everything. And he's from Albany in WA, and we've managed to get him in the studio. I was here in Brisbane to pick his brain, everything WA.
Kaya Wanyu from Minang Noongar Budja.
Ah, that's better.
Yes. hello from Minang country. Menang Noongar country in Western Australia. And yeah, it's fantastic to be here, guys. This is really wild.
No, it's a pleasure to have you.
So cool. It's so cool that you're traveling around and you get to come here and hang out with us. So
thank you for having me here. This is wild.
Oh,
anything to get WA music a bit more profile.
Well, that's it. I think, you know, we've discovered a couple of bands just chatting, and we're going to pick your brain about a few more. And WA music, there's some great stuff that's coming out of there. And unfortunately, I think sometimes it doesn't necessarily always make it all the way across this bloody Nullarbor. I'm a geography teacher by day, and I was looking at it earlier. And if you live in Perth, you're actually geographically closer to Singapore than you are to Sydney.
Well, we are, geographically speaking, we are the most remote, or Perth is the most remote capital city in the world.
Mm.
You know, somebody actually made a quip that we're actually closer to the moon than we are to any other capital city, you know. Yeah, we are isolated, but in that vein, it really does foster a sense of community and helping each other out. And the music scene in West Australia, especially the Americana music scene, is thriving, especially around Fremantle, down there in the port city. The amount of great original talent that's being bred there is amazing. When you look at even just mainstream, Luke and Katie Steele, with what they came out with through the 2000s and that's a product of the homegrown sensibility of helping each other out and developing talent, fostering that talent. You know, because we're so isolated, I suppose, we hear all you guys. Don't worry, we get you guys. We comes thundering in, you know, Triple J and so on is huge in the West. Mm. And we hear a lot of the new stuff that's coming out of the East Coast here. And it takes somebody as, you know, it gets the kick and the talent that Luke Steele might have to be able to make it an impression outside of that. Mm. But when they do, you guys take notice.
Yeah, yeah, well, absolutely. Is it a hindrance for WA artists to make that jump?
No, we love it. As for everything I hear from my friends who are actual musos, I'm not an actual muso. I can't keep a time. I play when I play music, it's press the button.
Sometimes that's the best way, though. Yeah. Man.
Well, it spreads it to a wider audience.
That's exactly right.
Especially on community radio, you know.
Absolutely.
Mm. But, yeah, is it... No, I think it... That isolation is a benefit. We've seen it as a benefit, and it's people grab hold of that. That isolation of being, you know, not expected to, you know, is it thumping it out every week. The live music scene is so vibrant as well, you know, is it, especially in Americana circles. So many festivals going on that, you know, put on, you know, whole six band nights. It's a very vibrant scene, definitely, and it's alive, and we thrive on that isolation. Mm. Yeah, definitely do. Musically, anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question about the flip side of that isolation.
Sure.
The, with artists out here in the East, not knowing exactly how to get and what to do and where to go when they do want to travel to WA, venues, music festivals, all that kind of stuff, like a bit of information on what's really going down and how we can connect with other artists there and invite, you know, WA artists out here. And
there's a lot of cross-referencing that goes on. It's amazing how many, like I've emceed for the last 3 years at the Nanup Music Festival.
Right.
Phaedra Watts, there's a name for you, Phaedra Watts.
Phaedra Watts.
She's an amazing curator of what's really happening at the moment. She's got an amazing ear, and she's the artistic director, for want of a better word, at the Nanup Music Festival, and completely blows us away every year with her amazing ear for new talent and for different sounds, you know. Also there's WA Music, who run the Whammies every year, the Industry Awards, and people like Nigel Bird, who've been doing amazing stuff at bringing the unsigned artists, local, you know, in the regions, instead of us being isolated by distance, he goes out there and records them and a series of the sounds of different regions.
So he's kind of doing like an Alan Lomax kind of thing.
Yeah,
he's
very
going
much.
To the artist.
Yeah.
That's great. It.
Yeah, that's exactly right. He's going out there and finding the talent, gathering them together in one place regionally, locally. They go through a process, you know, they work out who's going to make it onto the album and, you know, who's... and they get support and they get recorded. And
that's amazing.
I've seen artists get picked up by recording studios and labels just on the strength of that. And there's some great stuff out there. In WA, there's some talent that is just untapped.
Yeah, well, we're going to pick your brain on this. we'd like to for you to pick a song, like put something out there for our listeners that they might not have heard of that's come from WA, that's this gold you're talking about that we can spin now.
All right. Let's lead off with our lead foot straight away. One of the bands out of Fremantle that has, over the last couple of years, I've been gotten to know them. They released their first full-length LP last year. They're called the Galloping Foxleys. And they're just a mishmash of Americana, Irish sounds, traditional Irish. The lead singer, Shane, is this mad Irishman. He's the bar manager at Mojo's Bar. If you ever get to WA, play Mojo's.
Mojo's Bar. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, North Fremantle. and it's just a hive of independent alternative music, all tastes. So it's a great
That's
bar.
Perfect.
And these guys, it seems to be the hub, you know, for a lot of this music scene. But, yeah, the Galloping Foxleys. And the track I think you've got is Stink Eye Waltz.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
Awesome.
All right, we'll give that a spin. And I think the other one that you were going to throw to us, Tom Fisher and the Layabouts. Tell us about Tom.
Tom's a family of talented Americana stroke bluegrass. His dad, Jim Fisher.
Oh, the sensitive new age cow persons.
That's the one.
That's the one.
Jim Fisher. I've known him as a bluegrass aficionado for years and involved in the Fremantle scene back in the 70s and 80s, you know, and mm-hmm. Tom's come from that sort of pedigree. He's got a really cool Americana sensibility and loves the lap steel. You know, most of his stuff is, there's a bit of that in there somewhere, a bit of the...
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And there's always a beautiful moment when you hear it first kick in, isn't it, in a song?
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do. I have to say I'm partial.
His EP, Half a Man, is from what this Turning 30 is from. And right now at the moment they're in the studios recording a new LP. So...
There you go.
We're going to get some more Tom Fisher and the Layabouts pretty soon.
Yeah,
killer.
Yeah, yeah.
Killer.
Well, Samil, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us and drop in on us today. And we look forward to having a listen to these songs and sharing them with our audience.
Ah, fantastic.
And, mate, if you ever find yourself drifting back this way, you've always got a home here at Three Chords and the Truth. We'll come get you back in again.
And we're happy to tap you for as much information as possible. So if you're happy to be tapped, we'll do
Jen,
it again.
It's been an absolute honour of mine listening to your music and so on, that to meet you finally. You know, and
that's the nicest thing ever.
And Patty, keep on rocking, man. Uh-huh. I love your new video too. My name is Patty McHugh, and it's really a lot more different to the album version, where it's a little bit more fun. This is a bit more serious. I love it.
Yeah,
that's
cheers.
Brilliant, man.
Oh, thanks, mate. Well, you can come back anytime.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, well, let's spin one of these tracks
all
now.
Right.
We're gonna take it off with the Galloping Foxleys with their track Stink Eye Waltz. This is all about WA, rocking it from the West.
Stink eye while I eye up my chance.
whiskey, my dear.
Listening to Three Chords and The Truth. Next up, one of my favorite bands from WA, singing one of my favorite tunes of theirs, Sun, Dirt, and Water. This is The Waifs.
Would you trade me for all the pretty good? Against a wall, would you cash in all your items for some lost in company or a warm soft rest for you to lay your head on for all of eternity? give me water, give me sweet everlasting life. Would you travel right across the world to meet a woman that you didn't know? If you thought that she might be the one, put your roots down and win. From trouble and strife. Well, if you're holding out on something, then just reach and you rise above. Give me sun, give me dirt, give me water, give me sweet.
Tune to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers.
Well, Jen, one thing is for sure, there is lots of talent in Western Australia.
And you can just hear that. I mean, come on, listen to these songs, man.
I'm glad we did this. It's opened up my eyes, and I'm hoping that the people that are listening are hearing this great music too and sharing it with us. It's great.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And we got to do it for other states.
Yeah, we will. We'll do the complete whip around. We'll start out in the West and we'll do South Australia, Tassie, Northern Territory. We'll hit all these other states because I'm sure there's some great music out there to be heard as well.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Now, one Western Australian band that I had heard of before we started delving into this today, an Americana band that was used to kick around and still do play, is a band called the Kill Devil Hills. I saw them play at the Hopetoun Hotel in Surry Hills in Sydney, probably back about 2006, 2007, something like that.
Oh, you're showing it. You're showing it. You've been doing this for a while. You're old school Americana alt country. Look at you.
But they were very cool back then, and they're very popular, and they still are, and they're a great band. And look, we couldn't do a show about WA and Americana music without playing the Kill Devil Hills. So here they go. And this is their song off their first record called Heathen. Back. The devil and the
Thank you.
listening to Three Chords and the Truth. That was Stony Joe with Big Wheel. There's some theremin. That's the first time we've had theremin on the show.
First theremin on Three Chords and the Truth. Yes. And I love it. We needed more. We needed theremin.
We need more theremin, people. Write theremin into your tunes. It's weird. It's a really weird instrument if you don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, I don't understand how it works. I don't. Mm. I need someone to explain acoustical theremin theory for me.
Yeah, it's sorcery. It's like they're wizards. It's black magic.
It's witchcraft.
Or electronics. One of the two.
Or something. Something totally easily explained. Just something I don't know about.
But it sounds so good. It's like the saw. It reminds me of playing the saw. It's just one of those really bizarre instruments that make, but yet makes this really beautiful sound. And
yeah, it's kind of that weird spaghetti western haunty thing happening in that track, which I think is really cool. A cover of Proud Mary.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
It suited it really well. Yeah. Surprisingly. There you go. Yeah. Jen, guess what time it is now? Yes, you picked it. It's shout out time.
What y'all?
That's right. So this is our little thing we do every week where we just do a shout out to people out in the communities who might be listening to us in the far-flung regions. And because we're doing WA for our theme of the show this week, we're going to do a shout out to all the mob listening in Halls Creek.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service at 6PRK.
We love you.
We do. We love you so much.
The deeper you dive, the colder it gets. You see things down here you would rather forget, and there are some wishes that should never come true. I'm out of my depth in an ocean of you. The air turns to poison when you've gone this deep. You call for the lifeguard, but it seems she's asleep. Sunlight is a rumor that is lost in the stars. You can't see the bottom, but you know it's not far. This theory of love was never proven true. I'm out of my depth in an ocean of you. The deeper you drill, the stronger the stuff. The sweeter the song, the sharper the rocks. The laws of attraction have been reversed. Before it gets better, it can only get worse. This kind of thing happens to somebody else. Stranger it gets. So something in you I still pray I'll forget. And there are some wishes that should never come true. I'm out of my depth in an ocean of you. And there are some wishes should never come true. I'm out of my depth in an ocean of you.
At the top of that break, that was the Black Eyed Susans with Ocean of You.
Followed by the Sleepy Jackson with their track Come to This. So that means, Jen, we're going to high-five you over the desk. You don't know if people hear it in the background?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We did a whole show of WA songs.
Yeah, an entire WA show.
There's so much gold to be had. Like, yes, it's incredible. We're going to have to come back to WA, but we'll do all the other states first, I think.
Absolutely. We'll come back to you, WA, but you just have to hang on for a little while. We'll be back.
Yeah, look, that brings us to the end of the show, and we'd like to thank our guest, Samil Hale, who's coming in and speaking to us.
Yeah, he has a radio show called Grassroots Radio. It's on a station in Albany.
That's correct, yes. And I do believe you can podcast it as well. So.
Yeah, if you go to gr.radio.net, I believe you can listen to all the podcasts. So he's traveling around right now. So
he's got a backlog there. Look, you know, if you've enjoyed the music that we've played tonight, some of those picks were his, and he knows his WA music, so get and have a listen to his podcast and check out all the other gold that's coming across from that side of Australia.
Yeah, man. When you get sick of regular radio, tune into the other stuff that's good.
Yeah. Now, look, Jen, the next band, or the final band we're going to play today, is one that we're really excited about. We stumbled across this when we were just trawling for stuff from WA, and this band really, really jumped out at us, and we both sort of looked at each other when we were listening to it and went, hang on, this is really, really good.
And we're listening to like this on like SoundCloud, and it only has like 156 plays or something like that. And you're just like, what?
Which is an absolute crime.
It's a travesty, man. This is like, what a cool sound.
Yeah. So look, the band we're talking about is a band called the Jayco Brothers, and they're, of course, from WA.
And if you can hear us, Jayco Brothers, come reach out to us and come to Brisbane and play a show with us, man, because we love what you do.
Yeah, and you guys are awesome. So, like, please, please make more records and make more recordings, because it's
very,
very good.
Send them to us, man. Woo.
So it is our pleasure to sign off for this week on Three Chords of the Truth with a song from the Jayco Brothers called Go Get Murphy. Jen, thanks again. I'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, Patty.
You ready, boys? Okay, here we go.
Go get Murphy, he's on the run. Don't expect him to be so rough, 'cause his mountain's higher and roads wide, but there'll never be one like that son of a gun. Go call Lucy, tell her I've sprung. And hopefully there wasn't any harm done, 'cause all the good things I come from, she's the one thing that I can always count on. And go meet Kevin at his airport gate. His flight's heaven, but he's working late. He misses his Lisa, she's without a man. But he's got this thing, he's working to a plan. If there's ever a way out of this world, then I'd be happy to go with you, 'cause then we could be out there with someone known. Soon we'll be at the stage where we're drowned.
this world could not be happy to go with you. Cause then we could be out there with someone no one. Soon we'll be at the stage where we're drowning. Not be the first left counting. When I finally get it, the moon could have got us slow. I'd go see Jennifer, drop a car. Cause she's so sweet and she makes you feel warm. No.